This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, fourth hour started. Paul Watson coming up. We want to write to your phone calls. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Welcome, Patrice.
I think what's going on is Satan is running the world. Satan is making sure that everything is going crazy in this
world. Yeah, notice the Islamists, Communist China, everything's turning against Trump in America. Definitely.
And why do you think Satanists all got together and prayed against Donald Trump? Anybody remembering that?
The big Hollywood people, the rock stars, they did it a bunch. They prayed for his death. They prayed for war. They prayed because they're liberal and trendy. Exactly.
Right. So we all need to pray for Donald Trump to have the Holy Spirit give him discernment on what to do.
You know, I told my family this morning, I said, let's pray for America, let's pray for the world, let's pray for Trump, let's pray for peace. And we prayed at like 7 a.m. in the morning over breakfast, and I meant to come on air. Thank God you called, Patrice. Patrice, you lead us in prayer for a minute or so for world peace and for Trump to be enlightened and for the power of the devil to be broken. Go ahead.
How about our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
That's powerful. Can we get Melania Trump coming in the next segment? I think we should come in after intro and play her the Lord's Prayer, because that shows what they've been through, and that's why they hate Trump. Yeah, and my gut tells me Trump's good, and I know I'm right about that. It's just that imagine what he's under, the deception, the enemy's activity. I can't even get into what I've been behind the scenes. It's been amazing, the stuff they pulled against me the last 4 years, but it's definitely intensified. Patrice, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate you.
Well, glad to do it. Have all the listeners, everybody throughout the world, if Donald Trump doesn't bring these people to justice and get these pedophilia people out and exposed, it's all about exposure. He has 100 days from the day of the inauguration.
Well, that's like 18 days left. Man, let me say this. He's being blockaded at every level of government. We've had triple or more of the arrest. I mean, he is going after him. He is delivering domestically. I mean, I'll tell you if he wasn't. I mean, it's happening. So he's just blocked. They can't even get them to drop charges against Arpaio. So, well, you know, he's not Samson here. He's not Jesus Christ, but he's not King David. He's trying as hard as he can. But I hear you, Patrice. It's up to us. God bless you. Let's go ahead and talk to Hans. Hans in Pennsylvania, and then Jason in Germany. Go ahead, Hans.
Yes, good afternoon. As far as nepotism is concerned in politics, it's never a good idea, and I think the president needs to send his kids back to Trump Towers. And also, I was thinking about his 180-degree reversal on policy when he attacked Syria, and I have to ask myself if maybe the people that are surrounding him aren't conducting some sort of a psychological operation against him and softening him up so that he's more susceptible to their influence.
They admit they've got his daughter, everybody, and they're all weak-minded. You know, let's just face it. I mean, if you haven't been in politics I see myself as weak-minded. Imagine, they're super weak-minded. They have been doing this for decades. They're not used to it.
I'm thinking in terms of sleep deprivation and maybe putting something in his coffee and maybe...
Oh, you know they drug. You know they drug. They did it to Reagan. They drugged Reagan.
Yeah, and they can pipe in this subliminal stuff while he's asleep in his bedroom up there, too. I mean, they can soften him up in a hundred.
Well, that's why he's smart. That's why he doesn't stay in the White House. And I'm not going to give away anything, but believe me, Trump knows what's going on.
To try and get his phone back, too. Obama had his BlackBerry for 8 years, and nobody took it away from him. And he was.
Hey, I know the president's number because I've been called on him many times. That's when we got that NSA leak. I saw it. Well, that's his number. Well, that's his Mar-a-Lago apartment. You know, it's like, wow, it's like they really got his phone numbers. They're really spying on him. It's amazing. Hans, thank you. Great point. I'm going to a few more calls and hand the baton to Paul Watson straight ahead on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Trump's doing all the things that the globalists don't want. He's hitting all the right buttons. He's done everything on the economy, everything on sovereignty, free speech. That's why I'm giving the benefit of the doubt on Syria, but this North Korea situation. I want to go to Paul Watson right now. I promised him a few more calls, so we'll take them together right now and then let Paul take over, a guy that's hard to get on air anyways. Paul, I've totally backed you in your criticism of Trump. I agree with you, but you know I called you Sunday and I told you what the president had said. And you notice now Tillerson has all said that, and they've reiterated that there's a real war going on here. The president's not putting out multi-versions. He's being ignored. He has a rebellion against him where he can't hire anybody that will actually carry out his will. What do you make of this Paul Watson, just in a snapshot of where we are historically?
Well, I mean, it's strange times, Alex. I mean, Sean Spicer just went out and said that Hitler never gassed anybody. Some very strange statements.
What the hell is that from Sean Spicer?
Yeah, it just happened half an hour ago.
Pull it up. Was he being sarcastic?
No, he said he was comparing Hitler with Assad, and he said even Hitler didn't stoop to this level. Hitler never gassed
anybody. No, I think he meant like didn't drop gas on people. They didn't use chemical weapons in World War II.
Yeah, but he didn't. Anyway, he's getting attacked over that strange statement. But the chilling thing for me, Alex,
it shows how historically ignorant his crew is. It was like when Schwarzenegger said, I want to shove carbon monoxide tubes in everybody that doesn't agree on carbon taxes and kill them. It's like, dude, your dad was a famous Nazi. they just don't have any historical. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm chiming in real quick. Aside from that Sean Spicer thing about Hitler gassing people, it's really interesting that the mainstream media has been pushing this parallel of Auschwitz. They pushed it against Rand Paul.
Lindsey Graham is saying that he denies Auschwitz happened, when Auschwitz obviously was a death camp, a forced labor camp and death camp. And then we also have them coming out saying Syria is like Japan, ISIS is like Hitler. So that's a great point, Matt. Paul?
Yeah, things are getting crazy, Alex. I've got a guest coming on at 33 after who, you know, his sources close to the Trump administration told him Syria would be struck. It was struck within hours. Now that same source is telling him it's 50% likely they're going to attack North Korea imminently, basically. So we're going to get into that. China has now come out and said that they will attack North Korea's nuclear facilities if it crosses a red line. So now China is basically betraying its own ally, saying that they will create a red line.
Well, let me just stop you. That's because Trump told him he's ready to go to war, and he's serious. Here's Reuters. They turned back. North Korea's main export is coal and slave labor to China. They turned back five ships that had coal on them going back. So it looks like China actually bought into what Trump was saying. It looks like Trump's brinkmanship is working. Let's talk about your source. That's huge, Paul. Your source has been accurate. Who is this source saying this would happen and now it's happened?
Well, it's Jack Posobiec, who is coming on at 33 after. And like I said, you know, he was told 75% certainty they would strike Syria hours before when nobody expected it. It happened. Same source is telling him they're going to go into North Korea imminently. So we're going to get into it. He's got the source.
Well, to be clear, I mean, I'm not knocking him. I mean, he's a good guy. I know he is. We said hours before they probably hit it right when the Chinese president met. I mean, he had signaled that. You're the expert on the source. This source way before said this was going to happen?
No, this just came out today with the North Korea issue. So, you know, I'm going to get into it at 33 after.
Well, let's talk about that, because Trump says he's prepared the military to hit. China seems to be, I agree with your source. I didn't see that. Where did China say they're ready to hit North Korea?
It's headline, China threatens to bomb North Korea's nuclear facilities if it crosses Beijing's bottom line. So now they've got a bottom line. They came out in their official Global Times, which is like the communist mouthpiece. It's basically straight from the government, and said, I can quote it, China has a bottom line that it will protect at all costs. It goes on to say, China will employ by all means available, including the military means, to strike back. It's not an issue of discussion whether China acquiesces, but the Chinese People's Liberation Army will launch attacks against DPRK nuclear facilities on its own. So they're
saying this shows Trump literally throwed down. That's what I was told. Trump said, look, I'm ready to go. They've got everybody in place. Well, let's just point this out. Everybody says China runs North Korea. That's not the intel I get. It sounds like North Korea is out of control. That's the way to do this. Let China strike North Korea then.
Well, I mean, it's interesting, Alex. I did a poll. It's 50-50 amongst Trump supporters, Trump voters, whether they endorse an attack on North Korea. I mean, at least you could say North Korea is directly threatening the U.S. on a weekly basis, if not more. They're belligerent. They're aggressive. They're threatening a sixth nuclear test. They're lobbing ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on an almost weekly basis now. So you could at least make the argument, I guess, constitutionally, that they represent a threat to the United States.
Sure, let me be clear.
Do that.
If I'm pointing a gun at you and I say my finger's on the trigger, I'm going to shoot you, you have a right then to shoot me because I'm threatening to do it. Kim Jong-un is ready for war as China moves 140,000 troops to support it. Donald Trump sends warships to North Korea. They're threatening North Korea is to nuke the carrier task force. Do they understand the United States has 20-to-1 superiority over China?
No, exactly. But, of course, the threat is the escalation. As soon as the U.S. attacks North Korea, they will lob missiles into South Korea. They will attack South Korea, and it could be the start of World War III. That's why people are concerned about
it. I don't think it could be. I think if a shooting war starts, nukes will be used.
No, I agree. And we need to have room for that debate. The most concerning thing to me, Alex, is a lot of Trump supporters are not on InfoWars. You probably noticed this. They're completely on our side in terms of being against a military escalation in Syria, against toppling Assad, because it's proven completely disastrous every time we've done it in the past. But then if you look at the polls, for example, 86% of Republicans support the attack on Syria. 86%. Roughly the same number of Democrats support it as supported an attack on Syria under Obama back in 2013. But his actual approval rating hasn't moved. It's basically stayed the same, the general approval rating. So,
well, those numbers are fake.
Was,
the approval ratings are totally fake, but I totally agree with you. This is a crisis. Here's the deal. North Korea is threatening to attack everybody. China's been backing all this belligerence, so they're the ones starting the fight. That's why here I'm supporting the president being strong. Syria didn't start the war. Syria didn't do anything. We're backing the wrong people in Syria. That's why I'm against it. It's all moral standing, Paul.
Yeah, and we're just maintaining the principle that we've had for the six-year-long Syrian civil war. The other argument they've got, I mean, I'm concerned because I'm seeing a lot of Trump supporters, you know, basically turning it into a cult of personality where they say, I will support anything if Trump says it's the right thing to do. Well, are they going to support him if he starts barbecuing babies on the White House lawn? You know, 400,000 Syrian people, both military and civilians, have died in the six-year war. Assad didn't just suddenly start killing his own people. It's a civil war. The jihadists are killing their own people. That's what it is. So what changed from March 31st, when Rex Tillerson said Assad is part of the future of Syria, to now we must have regime change in Syria? Something changed, because it wasn't the chemical weapons attack. There have been attacks on both sides. They've killed each other.
And that's what Michael Savage asked last hour. I'm skipping this break so we have more time. Why? What do you think it is that changed?
I think it was the demotion of Bannon from the National Security Council and the fact that Trump's being surrounded by neocons. And, you know, I've gone on record opposing that. I think it's a very concerning development, and it's concerning that a lot of Trump supporters are starting, not our base, not the InfoWars base, Alex. If you go on InfoWars, you read the comments, these are high-information readers. But a lot of the low-information Trump voters will just go along with whatever he says, not knowing that it's because he's come under pressure from the people who are surrounding him. You know, back on March 11th, I said, I went through his foreign policy advisors one by one. You know, 25, 30 of them, half of them at least were CFR members back then. It's like, well, yeah, some of them.
Absolutely. It's the same people.
That.
And what we care about is him getting policy done. If he hires goblins to investigate Mordor, that's fine. Just don't become Mordo. We don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. But looking at this, if China is now threatening to attack North Korea to stop them, if China just turned back North Korean coal, their main funding, it looks like Trump's brinksmanship and McMaster's brinksmanship might actually be working. Again, I'm not defending this type of brinksmanship, but it looks like it might be working.
Well, I mean, you know, but we have the Korean War, which killed like 1.2 million people. That's going to be child's play compared to a nuclear escalation in that part of the world. You know, 33,000 dead troops in the Korean War. At what risk are they putting the
world
out?
Look, I agree. I've got children. I don't want this risk, Paul. I'm just saying, preliminarily, it looks like this brinksmanship in the Korean Peninsula is going the way of Trump. China is signaling all over the place that they are now doing what the U.S. says.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see. We know that basically South Koreans are panicking. Their government had to come out and quell their fears that there's going to be imminent war. You have an expert, we just got the article up on InfoWars a couple of hours ago. He says that there's a plan to strike the North Korean main nuclear reactor. What will that lead to environmentally? But there's a plan for that. And as I said earlier, this source has told Jack, possibly, heck, I'm going to get him on, that it's 50% likely that there's going to be an imminent strike on North Korea.
Well, Trump's already said that.
Escalating quickly.
And they've already got everybody ready. They're also going to kill Kim Jong-un. So he better be in a deep bunker right now because, let me tell you, they got the space-based weapons trained on his ass. What do you think overall about the situation, Paul?
I think there is more support amongst Trump voters for an attack on North Korea than there was Syria. Because even amongst...
Yeah, because they're threatening everybody.
Yeah, well, he's threatening everybody. You can make the argument from that angle. You know, they've got 200,000 people in gulags, political prisoners. This is a dictator armed with nuclear weapons. Nobody can deny that. I think it's very different to the situation in Syria. But more Trump supporters support an attack on North Korea than they did on Syria. That much is clear. I think on Syria, this poll said 86% support it. 51% of Americans overall support the Trump strike on Syria. I think that would be higher in the case of North Korea.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we didn't start this with North Korea. The Clintons gave them the reactors to create the weapons. Here's the deal, Paul. Nobody's behind that camera, so I can do this. It's unloaded as well, of course. But, I mean, if I'm pointing a gun right at you, okay, like North Korea is threatening Japan to nuke Tokyo, they're threatening to attack Seoul, South Korea. They say they have the missiles. They're shooting them every week. They say they're going to nuke the U.S. task force. Don't they understand that the United States, Japan, everybody, Russia, quite frankly, is threatened to nuke China before they were doing this. Don't they understand that we have a right, when they're threatening us and pointing right at us, for us to pull the trigger preemptively to stop them, Paul?
Well, it's a better argument for it can be made than what's happening in Syria. And, you know, on that subject, Putin came out today and said what we said an hour after the strike.
False flag.
Yeah, but not just that. They could just stage a chemical weapons incident in Damascus. And if the new standard is now set that, you know, any atrocity is met by a U.S. missile strike and attack, then that's bye-bye Assad, and it's the obliteration of Damascus and Syria. And that's the point. There's all this talk about, oh, we're going to have a political solution where Assad is going to politely step down. No, that's not going to happen. He's fought a brutal civil war for 6 years. He's been under intense international pressure for that 6 years
sure.
to step down. He's not going to do it without a fight.
So let me ask you this question.
Politely convincing. It's not going to happen.
Let me ask you this question. We're going to go to a few calls. I'm going to turn it over to you here, but I promise you these calls. Gut level, what do you think is happening with Trump? I think they said, look, North Korea is threatening. China is threatening. You've got to look strong. We don't know whose chemicals these are. Send a message. That's what I was told by the White House sources. I know the president told folks that. And now Tillerson is backing off all this war talk with Syria today. I mean, I think that's overall encouraging. China cutting off commerce with North Korea. It looks like things are de-escalating. I mean, every other talk show host wants to escalate all this right now. I'm trying to de-escalate, but I'm being honest about all this. So, Paul, what does your gut tell you?
Well, I don't think we're going to know until a week or two's time. You've got a lot of mixed messages. You've got Tillerson basically with a different message each day. It's like, yes, we have to take out ISIS first, but eventually Assad has to go. Then he said, oh, the Syrian people have to decide whether Assad has to go or not. So they can't get the script right. Then you've got Nikki Haley at the UN, who is holding up photographs, you know, like Colin Powell held up the vial of anthrax or whatever.
Well, the babies.
That's proof of something.
Better.
It just smells bad, Alex. You turn on Fox News, it's like pre-Iraq war invasion kind of rhetoric.
Oh, I agree. They're foaming at the mouth. And these aren't Muslims with no weapons we're attacking this time. This is major powers with nuclear weapons. I promise to go to calls. Let's take a few of them and let Paul take over. Jason in Deutschland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I want to say it's a pleasure to be on while Paul's on. I love Paul. I follow him on Twitter. Just a note on the opening that you came in with, Melania Trump and the Lord's Prayer. I'm Jack Christian at best, and I've never prayed for our leaders before until Trump came in. And I do pray for Trump. I don't know how far my prayers make it up to the downstairs, but I do that. Couple pieces of advice for Trump, just practically speaking. I don't know why nobody in the government has, you know, tooled up some factory to make their own phones. Why are we worried about Android devices or BlackBerry devices when we could easily tool up a factory with the best experts in the world and create a freaking phone that Trump could feel secure on. So that's one thing. Second thing, I don't know why Trump hasn't organized a parallel, maybe secretive intelligence group that he can trust rather than relying only on the intel that he's getting from the deep state. As far as the North Korea thing, why am I feeling like this is the ghost of false flags past, you know, with how we got into the Vietnam War with the Gulf of Tonkin?
I agree. And now there's all these nuclear weapons. It just goes from bad to worse. Matt in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Paul Joseph Watson.
Oh, man, what's going on, Alex and Paul, at the same time? Man, what am I? Man, I'm glad I held as long as I did. I had three real quick things to touch on. One, you guys were segueing into. First thing, North Korea. We all know Kim, he is crazy. Yes, and he's got nukes. Okay, nobody likes him. But let's talk about why we want to actually attack the country for a moment. That North Korea and Iran and I believe Cuba was the last three countries that did not get taken over by a central banking system, i.e., you know, the Federal Reserve and all of their lackeys and their banking cartels, if you will. But, you know, this is the only real reason we want to go into North Korea, and we're being provocative to them so that they throw the first punch so we can just knock them out with the next swing. But that being said,
let me just stop you. The fact the fact that for the first time ever, China is threatening officially in their People's Daily to nuke North Korea and turning their ships back shows they were told we're ready to go to war. We're crazy. Do what we say. Whatever Trump said got the Chinese dictator's attention. I got to say, this is crazy. I've never seen the Chinese roll over like this. China threatens to bomb North Korea's nuclear facilities. It's also on Infowars.com. We'll show that version. If it crosses Beijing's bottom line, and that is starting a war with the United States. So, I got to tell you, Trump's brinksmanship, at least so far, has really had an effect. I'm going to go back to you, caller, but Paul Watson, what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, what concerns me, Alex, is if you take that position, you're siding with John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and the lot of them. That makes me.
I'm not in Syria, but North Korea has been asking for it. I'm not saying I want war.
Well, if you read what the Wall Street Journal wrote today, which is, quote, some Trump fans are unhappy with this drift towards the conventional. Meanwhile, the oft-derided establishment is breathing a bit easier. So conventional to them is obliterating countries and toppling secular leaders and allowing jihadists to come in and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people dying. That's conventional. That pleases the establishment. And the establishment is very pleased at developments over the past 10 days or so. That's what worries me.
I hear you. It's on screen right now. We're going to punch it up and put it up there for folks. China threatens to bomb North Korea's facilities. If you scroll down, that's in the People's Daily. They have a link there. We'll scroll down and then link through to the actual link in the story. That is just wild right there to show where we've gotten to. But, I mean, why does anybody care about North Korea anyways? I mean, it's a bunch of poor slaves. We've got to turn this around. I know this, Paul. Every night I go to bed and I wake up in the morning, we're not in a nuclear war. I'm very, very happy.
Exactly. And there's also a lot of hypocrisy going on. You know, Tillerson came out and said, U.S. will hold to account any state or group that targets innocents or that commits atrocities. Saudi Arabia has been committing atrocities in Yemen for about a year now. You know, you got 5,000 civilians dead. The U.S. sold them the weapons to do it. They're not going to confront Saudi Arabia. This line that they're just going to attack anyone who commits any atrocity is complete BS, Alex. And like I said, a lot of the rhetoric sounds like 2002, 2003, if you switch on Fox News and listen to these talking heads. They're salivating.
Paul, I'm sorry to jump in. It's hard to get you to an hour a week. I wish you do hours every day. You do a great job at Infowars.com with the articles and videos, but I got to let Matt go. Matt, I appreciate your call. Great points. I'm sorry to all other callers. I'm out of time. Paul's going to take over with his guest, coming up with breaking news straight ahead. So please, we got 40% off on the Pro Pure Nomad water filter. We've never done a deal like that. That's basically at cost. It would be like $10 on it or something. X2 is selling out. It's still 25% off. Caveman, bone broth, turmeric, chaga, And, of course, bee pollen and more. That's just an amazing formula. We go to the top companies in the country, make the very best formulas to fund our operation. Make sure you get great results. We get great reviews. We get repeat customers. Win, 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 win. 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll probably make it through this crisis, but the world is just entering crazier and crazier times. That's why it's more important than ever that you be engaged and you be involved. CNN's criticizing us for not wanting war in Syria, and their piece, alt-right, turns on President Trump. We didn't turn on Trump. We turned on a policy, and we're having a big effect right now backing it up. Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead from London, England. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News, unless we're in a nuclear war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we're back live on The Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Our guest is on the line with big news. He is Jack Posobiec. Hope I'm pronouncing that right, at Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Navy Intel veteran, founder, Citizens for Trump. Jack, welcome to the show.
How's it going, Paul? And you got it perfectly right. You know, it's crazy to say that, you know, they say maybe you want not live in interesting times. And so I've just started up working with Rebel Media here in Washington, D.C., and you couldn't have asked for two more interesting weeks than we find ourselves in right now.
It's absolutely insane. Now we've got China saying that they would consider striking North Korea's nuclear facilities. You've got South Korean citizens panicking that war is imminent. They're having to be reassured by their own government. Your sources close to the Trump administration, who were accurate on the Syria strike, are now telling you what about North Korea?
So they're essentially telling me this, that a strike is being planned and it is being discussed at the highest levels of the National Security Council. Essentially, they are passing intelligence report summaries, or assessments as they call them, to the president, saying that they believe that Kim Jong-un is preparing to use his nuclear arsenal to prevent regime change. And that the only way, and that Kim believes the only way to stop himself or from losing power is to use those nukes. So they're telling Trump this. This is people like H.R. McMaster, people like Dina Powell that are giving this information to Trump, the same way they gave him information regarding the chemical weapons strike last week, which may have a influence on him ordering a strike of North Korea, either striking one of their ballistic missile delivery systems or possibly even the nuclear facility itself.
And this source was, as he said, proven correct with the Syria strike. You tweeted earlier, you know, he said he was 75% sure of the Syria strike that happened. You're saying 50% sure that this will happen. Do you have any kind of time scale, any indication of how imminent this may be?
They're talking soon. He told me about 10 a.m. on last Thursday morning that the U.S. would be striking Syria, 75% chance. And it was about 14 hours later that strike actually took place. Or 8 hours later. Then, so today, this morning, he texted me, essentially, I say texted to as a phrase. I'm not divulging any sources or methods here, but he basically got it across to me that it would be looking either today or tomorrow, possibly by the end of the week.
Absolutely incredible. And as I said earlier with Alex, you know, the polls that I've run amongst my audience who aren't normally that militaristic, 70-30 oppose the military strike in Syria. They're now saying it's running currently at 50-50, supporting an attack on North Korea. You could make the argument that, you know, he is belligerent, he does have nuclear weapons, he has threatened the United States. It seems there'd be more support for this than there would for the Syria attack, even though there is, I'm unhappy to say, broadly quite a consensus of support, if you believe the polls, for the Syria attack. Do you think that Trump voters will get behind this North Korea attack?
The political situation would definitely be a little different with a North Korea attack because there are indications that China seems to be pulling away from supporting North Korea. But at the same time, as you said, North Korea has not done anything belligerent. There has been no situation where they've used or chemical weapons have been used in North Korea. There are no current hostilities going on in North Korea, like the current civil war situation in Syria. So to find people saying that if anything, this seems like it would turn essentially what's a cold war into a hot war. And I think that from the political fallout that from that could be very disastrous for Trump as he loses a lot of his base that voted for him for the specific reason that he did not want us to get involved in more wars.
You have nuclear experts in South Korea also saying that there is a plan to strike that main nuclear facility in North Korea. Things are getting hot in a hurry. But, you know, we had this whole military escalation, and you touched on it there, immediately after Steve Bannon, who according to reports, and people have contested this with me, but according to reports was opposed to the Syria strike, he was demoted from the National Security Council. Of course, this came, 6 weeks, 2 months after Flynn, General Flynn, who predicted the rise of ISIS, opposed destabilizing Assad, was replaced with McMaster. To cut to the chase, Jack, is everything we've seen over the past week a reflection of the fact that neocons are taking over or have taken over the Trump administration, at least in the sector of foreign policy?
So I'm in agreement with you on that, Paul, and I've broken down a couple of videos on Rebel Media getting into this. It seems that the balance has shifted. And at first, people were talking about the Trump administration, particularly the National Security Council, with Bannon and Flynn there, but also bringing in people from Goldman Sachs, people from the Bush administration, like Gary Cohn and Dina Powell, bringing them on there. It seemed as there was a balance between some of the more neoconservative wing and the nationalist wing. But once Flynn was gone and once Bannon was removed, through a lot of these leaks, a lot of these deep state tactics, a lot of the spying that was going on that was definitely illegal involved with the Obama administration, suddenly that balance has shifted, and we're seeing a major, major shift in U.S. policy, because now you don't have anyone in the National Security Council that's essentially providing another option for Trump. They're saying this is the way to go. They're putting generals in there, and they're basically created an echo chamber of saying we need to attack, we need to punch out, we need to use violent military force, and there isn't anyone saying, hey, maybe we can look at diplomacy, maybe we look in at clandestine operations, intelligence solutions, anything else that could be done. It's no, it's got to be strikes, it's got to be big, it's got to be loud. And you don't have anybody else out there, like Bannon would have said, to say, well, maybe there's other things we can do. Maybe we can cut deals with Assad. Maybe we can cut deals with Putin. Maybe we can cut deals with China in order to bring this to a solution peacefully by putting everybody in a box rather than launching Raytheon Tomahawk missiles at every issue.
But, I mean, it comes down to this. You know, 400,000 Syrians have died in this civil war over the past 6 years, before the chemical weapons attack. Assad had been killing his own people for 6 years. The jihadist rebels had been killing their own people for 6 years. It's a civil war. That's what happens. So I don't think the big change was this supposed chemical weapons attack. You know, you had Tillerson on March 31st, saying that Assad was part of Syria's future. That was the line just, 11 days ago. You know, what changed 1 week later? The only thing I can see is Bannon being demoted, right? Well, I mean, what else changed?
It's a fundamental shift within the administration, and it's a fundamental shift basically with him out of the picture and with H.R. McMaster now there. H.R. McMaster is tied to David Petraeus, who we all know from the Iraq War, and his subsequent demotion or sort of a basically resignation and disgrace. He then became a Hillary Clinton's campaign advisor. Dina Powell herself, she's on the National Security Council now. She's under McMaster. She is close personal friends, not only with Ivanka Trump, but also Valerie Jarrett and a lot of people that are involved with the Obama administration and the Bush administration. So having these people in there, it allows for them to create a way where they can feed Trump any assessments, any intel they want without any conflicting views. There's now information out that says Mike Pompeo, director of CIA, was actually in disagreement with the assessment on Syria, in disagreement with the assessment on the chemical weapons. And, Paul, I know you've seen that picture of everyone sitting there watching the screen on Mar-a-Lago when the strikes took place. Mike Pompeo, the CIA director, is not in that room. So for whatever reason, the person who is dissenting about these strikes, dissenting about the chemical weapons and how exactly they were employed, wasn't even invited to the party.
It's amazing, and what really concerns me is we're seeing this kind of jingoism, which reminds me of pre-Iraq war invasion. We're seeing anyone that questions this narrative being shamed now by a significant portion of Trump supporters. You go online, you look at the polls, you know, I've run polls. We have a cult of personality. We've got people saying, prominent people, I trust Trump whatever he says or does. I will follow and support him whatever he does. That's not acceptable. You can't have a cult of personality where you will follow someone off the edge of the cliff. We have to still have hope, you know, as happened with Romney, that Trump will listen to his base. There was a huge rebellion against Romney as Secretary of State. They listened to us. That appointment didn't happen. Do you still think there's some hope, there's some space where we could have an influence and try and de-escalate this rush to war?
You know, and I think the best thing for all InfoWars viewers to understand is that social media is, and this is Mike Cernovich's line, I'm totally stealing it from him, social media is a direct conversation between you and President Trump. If you have a feeling about a certain situation, about a certain policy that you don't like, moving in a direction, you can take to social media, you can use things like Periscope, like Facebook Live, like hashtags, flash mobs, get out there, let your voice be heard, and he will absolutely see that. He will absolutely see it. I know from channels that Team Trump absolutely was looking at the massive, massive schism that took place over the weekend between Trump supporters, and they were looking at it very, very closely. So you're seeing now, in the past, one option that operatives would use or staffers would use was leaking
talking to the press and, you know, plan a story in Politico, plan a story in Washington Post or New York Times to disgrace somebody, get them fired. Well, now we're seeing that social media, we all know how much Trump won in part of, because of social media, how that can be used as an interactive dialogue with Trump to let him know whether you think he should proceed with this or not. And I think also that that's why you're seeing people like Tillerson go out there and say things like, oh, we want regime change. But you're also seeing people like Sean Spicer recently saying that, well, this was just a limited strike. Not sure how much they're sticking with that line. It really does seem like they're trying to drive home the idea that they don't want Assad in power anymore. And if that is the case, that's certainly something that's very different than what Trump campaigned on just a few months ago.
I mean, we're seeing mixed messages every day. They say we want to get rid of Assad first. Then they say the ultimate goal is regime change. The point I've made over and over again, Jack, is Assad has fought a brutal civil war for 6 years under intense international pressure every single day to step down. He's not just going to politely step down if the United States asks him to, if Russia asks him to. It's not going to happen. They're going to have to completely obliterate Damascus to get rid of that regime. And then what will come in the aftermath? What happened in Libya? You've now got slaves on the streets of Libya being sold. This was a prosperous country. This was a tourist destination. Now it's a complete ruin. Refugees are streaming out of there into Europe. That's what caused the problem in the first place, was foreign intervention. Yet we're seeing it again. And we're seeing this cult of personality where you can't even question it. You're off the Trump train, even if you say, well, no, we're just criticizing. We're trying to influence. The other thing that concerns me, Jack, is we have these reports circulating again today that Trump was influenced to launch the strike on Syria because Ivanka was sad at seeing some pictures. You know, is it wise for potentially war-starting decisions to be made on the basis of how much something upsets Trump's daughter?
You know, I think during the campaign, Ivanka Trump mostly came out there. She gave very scripted, very crafted statements. She mostly stuck on public policy issues. She talked about women's issues. She talked about children's issues. She talked about child care. I remember that was popular with a lot of voters. There was no discussion of Ivanka Trump or her husband, Jared Kushner, being involved in military decisions, in military policy. And everybody saw the pictures of Jared Kushner traveling through Iraq over the weekend, and that started the hashtag Kushner at War. And just a lot of people looking at this and saying, was that what we voted for? We voted for somebody who was going to come in, that was going to listen to sound advice, that was going to campaign on the ideas of America first, rather than, you know, have this family idea. But it seems, and what I'm seeing within the Trump administration, and my sources are confirming to me, that Ivanka and Kushner are siding more with Gary Cohn, with Dina Powell, people that they have personal relationships with. A lot of these folks have spent a lot of time in Manhattan. A lot of the time they've spent in and a lot of them are registered Democrats. Gary Cohn is a registered Democrat. A lot of them, it's personal Manhattan socialite relationships. And it may be that they're putting that ahead of where they are, and it's hard to say. It's hard to say who then is influencing Ivanka, who then is influencing Jared Kushner, because they know that they have the ear of President Trump. So it may not be something where Ivanka wittingly was doing this, but she may have been put up to it by people that she is associated with, who then get into deeper and deeper nefarious connections. It's very swampy. It's very swampy. That's the situation, basically. And one good point here is that Steve Bannon, early on in the campaign, did not do very much to bring in those campaign supporters, those people who were out there supporting Trump, that supported the America First agenda, to put them into the White House. The White House Office of Personnel Management is being completely run by never-Trumpers right now. And so they're basically taking staffers from Congress. They're taking staffers from Goldman Sachs. They're bringing all these people in that weren't associated with Trump, that didn't want anything to do with Trump early on. And they can work to undermine him all day long and set the agenda to what they want. And that is what it means when people talk about the deep state.
It's incredible. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing on social media, on Twitter, probably 50-50 support the escalation militarily, whether it be Syria or North Korea, 50% oppose. But then you look at the polls, you look at Gallup, 86% of Republicans, presumably almost all of whom were Trump supporters, supported the strike on Syria. I reckon it's a difference between low information and high information people. If you look at all the prominent Trump supporters, whether it be Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, you know, people on YouTube, Stefan Molyneux, very prominent people with large audiences, Rush Limbaugh as well, from what I recall, are opposed to this military escalation, are opposed to the strike on Syria. And yet, 86% of Republicans, according to Gallup, support it. I reckon it's high information and low information. A lot of people have just been hoodwinked into going along. Trump says it's good, so it must be good. They don't have a grasp, Jack, of this deep state tug of war that's been happening for the past 3 months, and it's turning into a cult of personality. What do you think?
Well, I think we definitely learned through the election campaign exactly how much we can trust polls when the same organizations were saying on the morning of November 8th that Hillary Clinton had a 90% chance of winning the presidency. We've seen that these people have used the polls in the past as a way of basically creating a psychological operation by essentially putting false information out to make it look like something is popular when it's not, to prop up one side or the other. And these polls have frequently been used to craft and condition opinion, public opinion out there. Say, oh, you must believe it. You have to go on with everybody else. I mean, that's a human psychological condition. That it seems it's easier to go with the flow than it is to stand up and be a voice like people here at InfoWars do. And that's why I love this station so much. And that's what Rebel Media does. And we do the same thing. We stand up there and we ask questions. And when the media and these polls were so wrong throughout the entire election campaign, why all of a sudden, if you support Trump on this, do you also agree with the polls and these media organizations like New York Times, which is owned by Mexico, like the Washington Post, which we know is financed by the CIA through Jeff Bezos and Amazon? Why are we now supporting the people that we all said don't listen to because they're putting out fake news?
And also, why are we trusting an intelligence community that was 100% wrong when they talked about Trump colluding with Russia? You know, everybody said, where's the evidence? This is just a claim. But yet suddenly, oh, they're totally believable when it comes to blaming Assad for the gas attack with no independent investigation whatsoever. The disconnect is amazing. We've got the next segment coming up with Jack Posobiec. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show, breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jones Show, the Borussia Dortmund team bus in Germany, that's the soccer team in Germany, has been hit by an explosion after three bombs were hidden in a roadside hedge. Thankfully, only one person, one of the team members, was slightly injured. They're looking at that as a terrorist incident. Over in Sweden, of course, we had the Stockholm attack last week, the truck attack. Basically, everybody's already forgotten about it because it happens on an almost weekly basis in Europe now because we're being culturally enriched. Jack, you visited Sweden recently to produce a documentary. Sweden Democrats now are the most popular party in Sweden. No surprise, they're the anti-immigrant party. After the attack in Stockholm, their approval rating has shot up. Do you think Sweden and other European countries still have time to reverse these disastrous policies? Or is it too late?
You know, I absolutely think they do, Paul. When I was there producing a documentary with Cernovich Media, we called it Invasion, How Sweden Became the Rape Capital of the West. And we saw that the attitudes and the opinions of the people in Sweden were still, even at that time, this was back in January, so even prior to Trump's Sweden comments that really brought this issue to the forefront. We were actually ahead of that. We saw opinions and attitudes were undergoing already a bit of a shift. People were waking up after so many years. And keep in mind, this has been going on since the 1970s in Sweden. It's only been in the last 2 or 3 years that it's really turned on at such a high clip after this current migrant crisis. So people with so many so quickly flooding into Sweden from the third world, from the Middle East, at this time, Sweden already is one of the least populated countries in the world. I think it ranks like 120th out of that. And people are now looking around saying our country does not look like it was before. Now Sweden is being overrun with these rapes. There was a live stream rape of a Swedish girl by three Afghans the same week that we were there filming the documentary. Facebook, it was on Facebook live streamed. It's actually not even being So Facebook won't allow the live stream of that video to be released to the Swedish authorities because they're saying it's someone's private property and they shouldn't allow this evidence of a crime, a 3-hour crime, I should bind you, to be released because it was their private video on a private Facebook page. And I think that the Swedish people at this point have finally realized that between the horrific attacks in Stockholm, that it's got to stop. It's absolutely got to stop. And whether or not they have a chance left, I think that they do. I think that if Sweden starts to roll back some of these, the main drivers of what's bringing people there, that they will start going away. Sweden is handing money hand over fist to these people for absolutely nothing. That's the reason they're there. You talk to these people, they're not from Syria. They're not fleeing some sort of refugee humanitarian crisis. They're from all across the Middle East, and they know that the average Swede can't tell somebody apart. They say, if you're Arab, you're Arab. If you're brown, you're brown, to an extent. And they're putting in fake IDs. There's no vetting going on, and they're getting free money. If Sweden starts to turn that off, you will see an immediate shift. The same way in the United States here, we're already seeing an immediate drop-off in illegal immigrants crossing the border following Trump's election.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds left, Jack. Just tell people where they can find you on Twitter and where they can find your work on the internet.
Yes, if you want to go to Twitter, it's at Jack Posobiec, JACKPOSOBIEC. On YouTube, it's Rebel Media, the YouTube page. We put out very concise videos. We try to break down stuff extremely quickly for everybody so that you can get something that's very complicated but done in a very quick and easy manner. Paul, I really appreciate it. A lot of help lately, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Okay, it's a pleasure. We'll get you back on the show soon. There goes Jack, and we're going to finish off the Alex Jones Show. Now I've got about 20 seconds left. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the products. We're under constant attack by the media, YouTube demonetization, ad roll kicking us off. We're trying to survive and thrive. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. That is going to wrap it up. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back tomorrow.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.